Thanks so much, Dennis. A 59-year-old man is in critical condition when he was struck by an SUV in front of Sisters High School Wednesday afternoon. Deschutes County Sheriff Deke DeMars.
The bicyclist was identified this morning as Gary Michael Bowen.
DeMar says the accident happened around 3 p.m. off of Highway 242. The driver, 79-year-old Verla May Shinhosky of Sisters, was not injured in the crash and was not ticketed. Bowen was taken to St. Charles and Bend by AirLink and remains in critical condition. It was the first multiple injury accident for Cascades East Transit this morning. An accident in Prineville injured several passengers and the bus driver. Prineville police say it happened around 7:40 this morning at an intersection of Northwest 2nd and Northwest Deer Streets. Police say it was a T-bone accident where a truck hit the bus and tipped it over. Deputy Director Karen Friend says all the people injured were going to be treated and released from the hospital, and they are glad that the injuries were minor.
Just that we're relieved that everyone's okay. It was a pretty scary thing.
Prineville police and members of the Crook County Fire Department had to extricate the passengers from the upside-down bus. The investigation is still underway. Police say that neither alcohol nor speed appear to be factors in the crash. The initial report also shows that the Cascades East Transit bus was being driven safely. A debate between Deschutes County and a local pumpkin patch owner is perhaps a symbol of the bigger issue over government regulation of small businesses. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
In Terrebonne, the pumpkin patch may face a penalty for not getting a commercial use permit before opening up the corn maze and the pumpkin fields this year. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend believes this is an example of problematic regulation.
Looking at these permitting processes and these regulatory agency laws that are just making it difficult to do business.
The pumpkin patch has been operating for years, but a complaint last year triggered action from Deschutes County.
Are you able to say the nature of the complaint, what the concerns were?
I'm not at this point. The way our code enforcement program works, both the complaining party and the nature of the complaint are kept confidential until the case is resolved, at which point it becomes a public record.
Deschutes County Community Development Department Director Tom Anderson says the county is obligated to treat businesses equally and fairly, and that they could be liable if something unsafe or unsanitary were to happen on that property. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The man who served as the attorney for Mount Bachelor plans to run for a Deschutes County judgeship. Two judges in Deschutes County are retiring. Andy Belliette is running for the spot being vacated by Judge Michael Sullivan. Judge Stephen Titkin is retiring too, but because he's leaving before his term is up, Governor Kitzhaber will appoint his successor.
We're losing two very experienced, well-respected jurists in a relatively short period of time, and I would like to believe that my 26 years of experience as an attorney in the community will assist me in making a difficult transition a little bit easier.
Belliette has been an attorney in Bend for 16 years. Before that, he was a practicing attorney in Ohio for 10 years. New cervical cancer screening guidelines are being recommended. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force believes that women don't need pap smears every year, but only every 3 years. Bend OBGYN Dr. Lauren O'Sullivan thinks the new guidelines have merit.
I think it's an appropriate change in the testing protocol. Cervical cancer tends to be a slower growing cancer, more similar to colon cancer than breast. So that's why they don't recommend colon cancer screening except every 10 years. So testing for cervical cancer every 3 years gives us plenty of opportunity to find the changes before they become cancer.
Dr. O'Sullivan says even though the recommendations call for pap screenings every 3 years, women should still get yearly annual exams. People in the Madras area know Highway 97 north of the city can be very dangerous. In the last year, there's been at least 6 crashes there. The Oregon Department of Transportation is looking at the Cherry Lane area to come up with a way to make it safer. Peter Murphy with ODOT says people looking to turn left onto Cherry Lane from the highway are often sitting ducks for cars coming up from behind at 60 miles an hour.
We believe that Cherry Lane is dangerous, as we believe that Wimp Way was dangerous too. So as the responsible people, it's our job to make sure that people are safe, and we made a judgment call.
Local authorities in ODOT have not yet come up with a way to make that roadway safer, but discussions continue. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.